Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome to the Transformation Cafe. We're diners who love to talk about spiritual things. All things happen on the planet from a very light and spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation at 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. And if you'd like to get into our chat conversations, you can go online to the blogtalkradio.com/transformationcafe and be able to do that. Or you can also go to show at transformation-cafe.com, and we will have Miss Kathy. She's going to be running our switchboard tonight. We thank her for that. Hey, Miss Kathy, how are you doing tonight?
I am fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. How are you?
Yes, you are. Here we go. I'm good. There's a full moon, and Jamie just shared with us that we're in retrograde. Woohoo! No wonder things are feeling a little bizarre. Here we go. Mr. Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
He's holding up. He always says that. I always think that's so cute. He's like, can't complain. And I'm like, well, you could, but why bother? Right? Here we go. And I'm Robin Misevich, one of the other diners here tonight. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of things that are happening on the planet from a spiritual perspective. And we'd really love for you to join us at the table. So if you'd like to go ahead and be calling in, like I said, Kathy will be keeping it on the switchboard. And so anything you guys want to talk about, go ahead and give us a call, and we'll see where our conversation goes with our menu tonight. Where are we at tonight, Miss Kathy?
Well, believe it or not, the switchboard just shut down. So
we're in retrograde. Of course it just shut down. It's supposed to do that. There we go.
I'll bring it back up. You know how it is when you're trying to run the switchboard on your iPhone at the
restaurant. Oh, okay, Miss Tech. There she goes. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes we bring a little laptop with us, but she tried to do it off her cell phone, which I totally respect because I never would try that. So there you go.
But it was working for a while there, but it was some kind of an update or the call dropped or something.
I think it's retrograde. We're going to blame it on Mercury. Mercury retrograde. Yes,
right.
Living on the planet. Why not? Because we can.
I had asked while we sat down, you guys want to get an appetizer anyway?
Yeah, what are our choices? I'm thinking we're going for Chinese tonight, so I'm thinking what? We got egg rolls. We got like fried wontons. What else we got?
Yeah. How about cream cheese-filled wontons and egg rolls? And how about you, Jamie? What do you like for an appetizer?
We dropped him, too. You're in retrograde. We're in retrograde. Well, at least you and I are talking together. That's good. He'll come back. It's okay. Hee-hoo. He'll come back. So, we can start with the wontons and the, you know what they have? Those, like, lettuce wrap things. Those are good. How about a lettuce wrap?
Hey, where do
that
you
sounds
like
refreshing.
Your... What? Where do you like to eat lettuce wrap
that? Like, lettuce wrap that? Well, they have Wolfgang Puck. He has his Chinese restaurant, which is pretty darn yummy.
What's the name of the one?
I don't remember.
Well, that's okay.
Once you come inside, you can't remember the name of that. Like, we'll have to look at the menu and see what it says. Yeah, I'm in retrograde.
You can get five entrees for a buck at Panda Express, so we're doing okay.
Oh, Panda Express. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Panda Express. There we go. That's good. Yeah, and they even have their soups and all that kinds of good stuff. So that's very cool. That's very cool. You know, because like, even like orange chicken to me is kind of like an appetizer. You know, you put that with them. Especially if you don't have it with the rice and the noodles and all that stuff. It's kind of like an appetizer.
That's
how good. We could have sake or plum wine. I'm going to have some plum wine tonight. That sounds pretty darn yummy to me. Always been a fan of plum wine. So there you go.
Thought you were
plum
talking about
wine.
Huh? How about the waiter?
Can anybody hear me?
There he is. Hey. We thought it was a retrograde.
Oh, okay, I'm back.
There you go. He's back. Yay. Mr.
Orange
back.
Chicken.
So what do you like to have for an appetizer when we go to the Panda
Express? Oh, just
an
appetizer, huh? Well, I like the egg
uh-huh.
roll, though.
Oh,
yeah, I
okay,
got static came up in my little phone and my reception, so who knows. But I'm back
wow.
now.
Wow. Okay, good. We're glad you're back. Okay. So is there anything you guys have?
My phone isn't working, so.
Oh, there we go. So anything you guys want to be talking about tonight that they just like it's just like you came up to the table, so I'm going to be making sure to talk about that tonight with you guys. So anything you guys want to put out on the table so we can talk about it?
Anything at all.
Anything at all, yeah, man, because it's all related to the planet because we're here. So there you go.
So let's get some plum wine first, and what do we talk about? The moon, the sun, the stars, the heat.
Yeah, we're in Southern California, and it was like 105 degrees out here in Riverside.
105?
Today.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it was 105. It was very hot, you know. And we were having plum wine popsicles.
Ooh.
Make them winesicles. We're having winesicles, yeah. So that's good. And you know what? I looked up online today just to kind of see what was happening with the full moon. The full moon is in Pisces, and I'm a Pisces. So I was like, wow, what does that mean? And all of the different sites and stuff were saying that this is just a stellar time for magic of change, and it also has to do with a great time for releasing and just having this sense of being very fluid, and yet you need to be careful because there's a sensitivity about everything. Because, you know, Pisces are very dreamy, but they're also very sensitive, so there we go. And I could probably concur with that about Pisces, I think. So that's really cool.
So you're dreamy?
I'm very dreamy.
Dream.
Yes, I like to be a visionary. I have a big visions about things that we can do. It's like, oh, we can do this and this, and then we're gonna, and then it's gonna be great. Yeah, I'm good at that. Especially if I'm drinking plum wine, then the visions get real big. There we go. Okay.
You know, I wanted to ask you about the flower shop. You've been going through some renovations.
I have been going through some renovations at Flowers for You in Riverside, California. You know, there's been a growing trend of people going to the courthouse to be getting married or having, you know, any kind of services and things like that. So Marvine Lindgren, she's been on the show a few times. She's a reverend, and she's actually it's a three-bedroom house that we took and we made it into a flower shop. She now has one of the offices there, and I have a reverend on the premises 24/7 when she's there. And we're going to be having another side room where we're actually going to be creating a chapel. And in the back property, we're going to be remodeling and putting in a garden. And it's going to be called the Intimate Gardens at Flowers for You. So it's places where you can come in and have an intimate, event, be it a wedding or a blessing, or if you want to do a memorial service, a celebration for somebody. We're just going to be having all kinds of things like that. So it's pretty exciting. We're still in the phases of getting it all going, but we're going to be planning on having a grand opening. It'll probably be by mid-October. So we're very excited about that. So thanks for asking about that, Kath.
Great.
We're in Riverside, California, near in the La Sierra area of Riverside.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Very good. Yeah, and we've had some people interested. We'll be having some networking power teams going on. You know, the flowers will be available. Somebody wants to be able to create some flowers. We're going to have a photographer. We're going to have a graphic artist that can put your flyers together. They can even put stuff on Facebook for you. We'll have catering and a reverend and just all kinds of things. So it's pretty much one stop, and you can have all your services taken care of and still keep it very economical and make it about just enjoying the day and not having to worry about a lot of the details.
You know, you really got it going on there. That's good.
Well, there you go.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going we're going to have a tattoo festival at Flowers for You, and we'll have Jamie come down. And, you know, there you go. We'll have a tattoo wedding. Everybody's going to get a tattoo. So there we go.
You know, it's not with that, you know, that's in the realm of possibility for sure.
Exactly. So that's all cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what, Kathy had been telling me about a special catamaran voyages of this lady that she goes off the coast of Orange County here in California and also down by San Diego. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Kath? I thought that was really cool, and that's actually something Kath and I were thinking about doing.
Yeah, and it's what she she takes a whale watching trip, and she's a whale intuitive, animal intuitive way. So messages from saying the catamaran's 50 feet, and this one whale on her last trip was about 60 feet, and she was giving facts about them and messages that they give. It was really exciting. The whales are here. Run.
Are you there?
Oh, there she is. Okay.
You can tell we're in retrograde. Yeah, the your phone keeps going in and out, which is interesting. So there you go.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can't. Oh, there's Gloria. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, I've been talking and I've been hanging up and calling back again.
I can hear you right now. That's cool.
I know. I'm excited. Somebody can hear me.
We can hear you. I know you couldn't make it to dinner tonight, so I'm glad you were able to call in and chat with us. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. So how are you?
Pretty good. I've been listening to all of the stuff that's going on that you've been talking about. And then also I saw that they were preparing, I think it was for a hurricane somewhere.
Wow. Oh, really? What's going on with that?
It was on World Politics Online.
Where's the hurricane?
I think it was in Florida.
Oh, my. Okay, so we're off the coast again where we've had the oil spill? Is that the area? Or?
Well, like I said earlier when I called you, my computer is down, so I don't have it to refer to right now, so my memory may not be all that great.
Okay, well, we're going to take you for what it is, and, you know, you're our eyes and ears, so that could be scary, huh?
You're
not going to share appetizers
with us tonight?
I don't think she can hear you.
I heard something about appetizers and sharing them tonight.
Can anybody
hear
anybody?
Would you like egg rolls, or do you want to have some fried wontons?
Well, if she's not
egg rolls, please.
Testing, 1, 2, testing.
I said egg rolls, please.
There's someone else on there.
Somebody's taking off.
Are
we still copacetic?
They're gonna go take care of the stuff with retrograde. So that's good.
So can you hear me still?
Is anybody out there?
I can hear Jamie and I can hear Gloria. Here we go.
Okay.
Wow. We've got all kinds of stuff going on tonight. So Kathy was sharing about a catamaran voyages that they have off of Orange County and also in Long Beach. I mean, in San Diego. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you hear that part, Gloria?
I did hear that part, and I remember listening to her talking about the whale.
Okay. Yeah, we actually were listening to a radio. Kathy was nice enough to record. We have a copy of the show, and we were listening to it in the car the other day, and it just sounded like, gosh, wouldn't you want to do something like that? That just sounded so wonderful to be out there with all the dolphins and whales.
Yeah, and so the 60-foot whales could come right up to the boat and didn't even rock it or anything like that. It just came up nice and easy so they could with the...
Wasn't she saying that the blue whales wanted to get really close so people could actually touch them?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, can you imagine? Oh, my gosh, that would just be so wonderful. What an experience.
Well, didn't she also mention about how they had stayed up on top for a very long time compared to what they normally do?
Yeah, she was saying. Wasn't it like 100 or it was over 100 dolphins that were, like, showing up for this thing? It was just, like, amazing.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that. I could, like, you know, you're out there with this little catamaran and you got like 100 dolphins around your boat.
Yeah, you could just see them going, party.
And go,
That was a good sound. That's a hard one to do.
Yeah, I've been practicing my dolphin for a long time, so there you go.
You've been practicing.
I think in a past life I was a dolphin. Yeah, I was a dolphin. So, you know, it comes very easily to me. It's one of my languages.
There you go.
just like my daughter Kate, I just think we both came from the same pod. It's good.
Yeah, it was the Lemurian aspect.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole Lemurian thing, oh, totally resonates with me because they were coming from such a different place with their flowers, you know, when it came to flowers. So when I do my flower wisdom through the flower shop, it comes very naturally to me because they didn't cut flowers back then. They basically just took the essence and had the flowers around them and not had to cut them and things like that to be able to enjoy their energy. So it was very cool. Very, very cool.
No, I didn't know that.
What, about Lemurians?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually a couple different books that I've read that have stuff about Atlantis and Lemurians, and it's very interesting stuff, very, very interesting stuff. So, you know, of course you have to take it all and kind of go, okay, this is information, what do I do with that? But yeah,
did you ever read any of this kind of stuff in high school, like in paperback style, or?
More of it I got actually like in my late 20s. I had been connected to a lady. Her name is Victoria Arkell, and she had taught me how to do crystal healing. And so from my crystal healing classes, I got kind of open to just looking at different stuff and seeing if it was something that resonated with me. But it's interesting to, even on the possibility of, like, you know, there could have been a society or, a civilization that did things like that. And considering where we are with our sense of advancing and different things like that, and what we've known from just all the archaeological things that are out there, it makes sense on a certain level. Either that or we've got some major UFO activity and they've just been hanging out forever. So there you go.
Right.
You know, that's all possibilities. So, Kath, you were saying that that this lady does these voyages like every couple weeks, and she actually has a newsletter? Been able to get a hold of any kind of information on that yet or not? We don't know.
Received it.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, we got some static there.
We got some major static going on without that.
Right.
So anyway, if we find out some information on that, we'll try to let our listeners know so they can join us for the party. Wouldn't that be fun? We'll go out and we'll have a Transformation Cafe cruise. That sounds like a lot of fun. Go out there and check out the dolphins and whales. So that would be pretty darn fun. So what else is going on? Gloria, with that hurricane, is it just getting ready to come into the Gulf area, or is it going to come to land, or what do they know?
Well, that's just it. I don't have any information in front of me.
Okay. We just know that it was something that was coming up for the weather.
Right. And
I did hear about a new hurricane, correct? And then there was a earthquake in Jalisco, Mexico. Like yesterday.
Oh, was it big? Was it big?
I don't think it was that big, but there was one in Mexico.
Was it near Puerto Vallarta? Being in Jalisco?
No, I'm not Jalisco. I don't know if that's a province or the town.
No, that's the state.
Maybe. Hey, will somebody go over to the bar and look at the TV? Maybe it's on the news.
Yeah, Jalisco is one of the states down there. It's down there in Nayarit.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know the magnitude on that, how big it was. Because, I mean, you know, and if it's small, that's good because it's like we keep reminding everybody, it's a matter of these slow, gentle things that are basically releasing all the pressure, and that's a good thing. We want something like that happening. You know what?
Plus,
the waiter says he's going to be checking on that, so we'll want to
figure
out.
Yeah, all over the state, so there's quite a heat wave as well.
Yeah,
everywhere.
We're all
dealing
with our heat.
We were up in the mid-80s today, and this is probably the last hottest day of our summer right here.
Oh, really? How hot was it in Seattle today?
That's pretty hot.
About 83.
That's pretty hot.
Okay. It doesn't sound hot to us, but it's 104, but you know.
Yeah.
83 is still too hot.
When you're in Seattle, it is. Well, okay, there was a 5.3 in Indonesia today.
Oh.
So there was and that was at 6. That was actually at 6 o'clock tonight. After 6 o'clock, 5.3 magnitude. That's pretty big. Pretty big. So, but you're saying the other one was in Mexico?
I think there was one in Mexico. Yes.
Yeah, he's still checking for us though.
Hurricane Danielle over the Atlantic.
Danielle, huh?
Huh?
Okay.
Danielle.
Hurricane Danielle. There she is.
Did it say where?
It says in the Atlantic.
Okay.
And they were saying it's been,
too.
Been the five-year anniversary of Katrina as well.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, really? That's interesting.
5 years already.
Wow, that's interesting.
Auld Lang Syne to it.
Say it again? Auld Lang Syne? Yeah, really. We should do Auld Lang Syne. You know, but one thing about Katrina that it's been interesting, every once in a while you'll see different stuff about how they're changing their whole way that they're dealing with stuff, and they've got all those... what do they call them? Earth ships that are made out of tires and dirt and all the different bottles and stuff like that.
Right.
They call them earth ships. Yeah, they're very and it's cool too because the way that they have them domed, they actually anytime there's any kind of rain or any kind of dew and stuff, it collects and goes into water tanks. So they're able to collect water every night when the weather is basically cooler. So they're always being able to have some water and stuff that they do. So it's just very cool. And those earth ships, they used to be so on the fringe that the guy who invented them, 30 years ago, he used to do them out in New Mexico. Now everybody's starting to look at them in a new direction, and they're actually really cool now because the modern way that they've made them just a lot more sophisticated, and yet they're still working with a lot of recycled products and things like that, just making it to where we're really being a lot more conscious about what we're using it and why. So that's pretty cool.
They're going to make me an adjunct to the dumpster diving.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the dumpster diving, we had that a couple of weeks ago. They had done a refab on a pretty large dumpster down in Manhattan. They had 4 or 5 of them, and they had made them into pools. So that was pretty cool, because especially when it was so hot in New York City, they were using them for, they could get 10 people in one of these big dumpsters. You know, so that's pretty cool.
Well, are you aware of the schools that are being made out of old soda bottles in South America, and they're filling them with rags?
It's a school?
Yeah, they make school buildings for children. They take old pop bottles, the plastic bottles, they collect them, and then they fill them, and then they create a structure that they then put chicken wire on either side and then stucco it. So that the kids
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. And they put regular windows in and stuff like that, so they have ventilation and all that, right?
Right. And I had some friends through. They started a program called the Hug It Forward program, and they've been working in conjunction with an organization down in South America to make these schools for these children.
That is so cool. Hug It Forward. Don't you love that?
And indoor plumbing. They have no indoor plumbing for the teachers or the kids, so they're working on that as well.
That's cool.
Amazing.
That's very cool. So instead of our earth ship, we have school ships now. Okay. It's an earth school. Earth school.
Great.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, you've seen the artwork that the kids are doing where they recycle different pieces of trash and make jewelry out of them, right?
Yeah, I've seen that. And I know schools are really active about certain things that they're pretty good about all the things they've been recycling forever, like the foil juice containers, the boxes, and things like that that they use as fundraisers and stuff for their schools for recycling. So it's another way that the schools are generating income, so that's good.
The thing that gets me is a fast food restaurant. The fast food restaurant will serve you in recyclable materials, but they do not recycle themselves.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, so if you eat something there, then, you know, whatever you throw in the trash, they're not recycling.
Huh.
But
that doesn't seem right.
Recyclable. Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, the waiter came by. He says that there was also an earthquake. It was a 4.2 in Baja today.
Oh, really? The waiter.
Yeah. Well, Baja already had one, right? That was that other one that was pretty big, that was pretty close to Baja.
So Robin,
that's interesting.
What summer flower? The August flower.
The August flower? That's
yeah.
a good question. I'm not sure. If I mean, you know, because every month has a flower. But
I think it's a gladiola.
Ooh,
is it glad?
I like gladiolas.
I think
glads
it's
are very pretty. Yeah, glads are gorgeous. I love glads because they just keep growing. If you don't, most people don't know that. It's like tulips and glads if you cut them and you don't just let the flowers grow and you don't snip the tops off, they'll just keep growing. They grow and grow and grow. It's very, very cool. So
my yard.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes glass get a bad rap because people always think of them for funerals and stuff like that. But there's just so many other things you can do for glass that are just gorgeous. They're such a pretty delicate flower. I mean, just to continue, they have new buds that are growing and giving you more flowers.
So I'm glad for the gladiola.
So you're gonna start having jingles with flowers. I like that. That's actually kind of
flower
cool.
jingle.
Flower jingles. You know, mm-hmm. I was listening to Wayne Dyer today because he has the he does that whole series where he talks about the Tao, and I thought, you know what? I want to do something with the Tao of flowers.
Well, when you do your jingle, with the flowers, I was going through a Chaldean or Persian, Iranian, I don't know which name you wish to give, but to the language, and they had done a translation of the flower names. It would be really nice, like chrysanthemum, I believe it was chrysanthemum in Japanese is keiko.
And in their chrysanthemum is one of the most sacred flowers for their culture.
So it would be, and I had a friend whose name was Keiko, and so if you were to take your flowers and have all of the different language names for the flowers in your jingles.
Yeah, wouldn't that be neat? That's a great idea. That is a great idea. Good idea. Yeah, because that's one thing about flowers. Actually, I was talking about that. I have a business network called Let's Network here in Riverside, and I talked to this morning because we all have like our 30-second commercials, and I really talked about that today when we have a personal trainer, and she was talking about how she's there to help people keep fit and be healthy and just keep their bodies very physically fit and all that. And I said, you know, being the florist, and you know, my job is to keep, you know, to help you with your souls. So you can be in this place of keeping your souls healthy. I said, if you knew the magnitude of, because they've done studies on megahertz with different kinds of energies, and say they did it with foods, which I thought was interesting. So like, say you have a Big Mac or something like that, it's only going to give you about maybe 30, you know, megahertz of energy, and a normal organ in the body is going to be more like about 50 or 60 just to generate energy. If you smell a rose, it's 350 megahertz.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, so if you talk about a natural high, man. You'd be snorting flowers all day, and you just get the natural high. That's, like, pretty darn cool. I figured that out, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so awesome. I knew this. How, you know, it's just like being around flowers. You just feel happier. You just have a sense of a higher energy when you have flowers and stuff around you. And it does. It really just feeds us on such a very high soul level. It's just very, very cool. So it's like if you knew the significance of that, you'd want to have them around you all the time. And one of the girls that she has a Picasso's beauty salon here in Riverside, and she sends flowers to one of her customers every month. She picks a customer to one of her regulars to thank them for being customers and just to kind of, you know, thank them for everything. And she says that the last two times that she sent them, because it's been once a month, she said the person calls them back and she said, how did you know I needed a lift in my life today?
Oh, wow.
Those flowers were the perfect thing, and they just really helped me to just set things right for myself. And I have them sitting on my dining room table, and every time I see them, they just make me happy and feel like, you know, everything's going to be okay.
That's right.
I know. I was just like, wow. But I mean, I feel so blessed that's you know, part of my purpose of being on the planet is to do things like that and to create beauty for people to really take a look on such a beautiful level of, you know, our beautiful earth and the creations that are there. I never get tired of looking at flowers and just seeing the intricacy of how they're created. It's just amazing. It just really is. Yeah. Every little fold and, you know, even the colors and how they transcend from one color to the other and the way the petals look and all that. It's just, they're just beautiful. It's beautiful. It's just wonderful.
With my roses.
Uh-huh.
And I, mm-hmm. you know, when I come and put them on the table in a vase, every day mm-hmm. they look different. Every day they're mm-hmm. unfolding differently with different shapes. It just fascinates mm-hmm. me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mhm. It's just this constant gift that you give when you're, you know, just come from a place of just observing it and where it is in that moment. This is very good as a
They don't worry about their teenagers being out too late. All they have to do is unfold.
Yeah, they don't worry about those little buds, you know. Hey, you know, hey, buds, you're supposed to open up faster. You know, you never hear a flower saying that to the kids. Just
I wonder, you need to read more.
Or go get a job. You never hear roses going, hey, kid, you need to go get a job.
You know, you could do like a little comic strip of, flowers, like a flower. Have like a
that would be really
flowers.
Good. There's a project for me and Jamie in the mix, and there you go. We'll make our cartoons. We'll have a cartoon strip that we do for flowers. There you go.
I like that idea, actually.
I do. I think that would be very fun. It would be fun. Yeah. I always think of Fantasia, you know, when they had that one section where the flowers are all singing and it's raining and all that. Yeah, I always think of that. I think that's probably what got me started when I was little.
Some of the older cartoons, they were definitely more crafted towards nature and stuff. You know, they would have dancing flowers or trees or lots of nature type things animated.
Well, and Avatar is coming back out again. I mean, it's
right.
Actually this next weekend they're re-releasing it with a whole bunch of new scenes that he had to cut out because it was just so long. So I don't know if they're cutting some out and putting new ones in, or you're just seeing everything. It would be interesting to find out. So I'm going to bring a snack with me because I think we're going to be there for a while. But that's okay. I'm going to have sneak in my bottle of water and, have a bag of stuff. Doesn't it drive you crazy when you're at the movies and you just hear this crinkling plastic? Doesn't that drive you guys nuts?
The crinkler.
The crinkler, and you're like looking around and like, or people when they're eating their popcorn before the movie starts.
Well, we were actually at the, we went to see the Scott Pilgrim movie, which was pretty good, by the way. And we also go to the Bartels because they have a section for movie snacks because it's much cheaper than, at the movie place. And we had some the Red Twist, the Twizzlers, I guess, in a bag in a bag. And then I'm the one who's supposed to be doling them out, and so I'm trying to not crinkle two bags at the same time. And
everybody's looking at me like, "Can
they get out?" No, we were in the back row, but I was trying to be. It's not very
nonchalant.
Time, so. Yeah, trying to be nonchalant with the crinkling, but it definitely gets the.
You're gonna have to come up with some other kind of bag because they're gonna be out on plastic
bags. I know. It just happened to be in there, and it was like, ooh.
He's like, kick that man out. Okay.
Oh, we can have theater bags. Bring in your booty without making any
like a
noise.
Soft, fabric
bag. That would actually be a really good product. It's a soft plastic. Well, a little Ziploc bag. They don't make a lot of noise. Like, come on. They don't make a lot of noise.
And then I always make a little baby noise when they have that. Be quiet in the theater. It's all like this and that. Because I do a real good one, so I'll just do that anyway, because who's going to say anything?
It's okay, let's hear your baby noise. Wow. Okay, we've had a dolphin, and now we've had a baby. That's good. Okay.
How about a baby dolphin?
A baby dolphin. There you go. Okay, you can try that one, Jamie.
I don't know. I'll have to work on that.
I'm going to have to work on my baby dolphin, too. So there you go.
Right.
So much talent on the show, let me tell you. We are, we come to the cafe to just, show everybody who we are. It's great. There you go.
I know.
But anyway, Avatar is going to be coming out this weekend, and I'm really excited because I really kind of wanted to go back and see it one more time. So I'm excited that they're going to have some new scenes. And we were talking about nature and how Jamie was sharing about the fact that, older animation was really good about showing the connection between man and flowers and just the earth. And here Avatar had been bringing that back on a certain level, which was very cool. And I think that's actually more what the scenes and stuff are being. Just from the trailer, there's different interactions and stuff with that. She's interacting with the planet in a different way, very playfully, and, it's all lit up, and that's very cool.
Bambi with flower.
Oh, I know. Bambi and flower. And they have that little thing about the April showers. Remember the April showers? Showers, yeah, that's what got me stuck on it, man. I'm like, I saw that, and I'm like, yeah, that's what it's like. all the time. So, you know, I always tell people the flowers tell me how they want me to design them. And I've had so many instances where I've actually been up on a wholesaler's truck, and for whatever reason, I just feel compelled to get certain kinds of flowers and stuff. One time I felt very drawn to grab these little yellow roses. I had a friend of mine visiting, and she had a Carilion photographer, you know, camera that was actually showing, and that's, for people who don't know, Carilion photography actually will take supposedly pictures of your aura, the energy around your body, and show the different colors of the vibrational energy. And we were wanting to play with that with the flowers to see if there were interactions happening between the flowers and things like that. We had them together and things like that. So we were playing with that for a couple hours, and a truck came by, and I wound up grabbing these little yellow roses, and I put them together for her and gave them to him as a gift for her coming over and hanging out. And then a couple months later, she calls me, and she'd called into one of these psychic shows, and she says, "You're not going to believe what happened." And I said, "Well, what?" And she said, "I got on the psychic show, just thought, well, for fun, I'm going to get a reading and all that." And the first thing the psychic said was, "Have you received some small yellow roses in the last couple months?" She said, "Well, yeah." She goes, "Yes, I have." And she said, "Her husband had passed away, and they were a gift from her husband." I know. That's what I said, too. I was like, I was so happy. I was like, yay, I'm such a good little listener. Okay. I got to be the bearer of a gift from the other side. I thought that was really cool. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, I just thought it would be, you know, just doing something because I felt like that was something that was right to do kind of thing. It was very cool. So anyways, this is stuff like that. And this is being, I think, a little bit sensitive to the messages you're receiving and what's happening with everything. So that's very cool. Just stuff like that happens all the time. But anyway, so we were talking about the different kinds of stuff. So what else do you guys want to talk about? Let's see if we can get some more information about the this waiter boy. We need it. Well, how about, should we just go for dessert? I think it's ready for dessert. What do you think?
Is it dessert already? We didn't go to entree, huh?
Yeah,
all right.
Want to get an entree? We need to get an entree, but, you know, hey, I want to make sure we have enough time for dessert. So.
Like a, it's Chinese, right?
I want some Mugu Gai Pan. I think a Mugu Gai Pan. What is Mugu Gai Pan? Are you serious? Mugu Gai Pan has got water essence in it and chicken.
They make it
in a wok. Yeah, they make it.
Right.
It's got mushrooms and water chestnuts and chicken and celery and onions and
now,
it's got a very light sauce
like,
on
it. Like Chinese food that's fast food. Do they have, like, a Panda Express down there? I'm sure they do.
Of course they do.
Yeah, you know, they had them up here, but they didn't last.
Really?
Oh, really? That's
interesting.
Believe
it or not. Well, in the Seattle proper area, everywhere else.
You guys are big with dim sum, right?
We're going probably this weekend for some dim sum, so that sounds good.
Yeah, but you guys have some in the city that they basically have the dim sum and all that. That's more like what they have
right
up there for you guys. Yeah.
Do
they have
Chinese population?
Did you hear the question, Jamie? They were asking. Kathy was asking if they have a big Chinese population in Seattle.
Oh well, yes, they do. They have a district.
Do they have a Chinatown?
Historical. Oh yes, they do. Yes, they do.
That would be fun.
I
would love to go to Chinatown.
Kind of south of the downtown area, and it's kind of gotten gentrified as well. As all of Seattle, but where most of the kind of popular areas. And you know what they'll do a lot of times that they try to keep some of the historical, it's not like a large, like Los Angeles or, you know, San Francisco, no doubt, but there was quite a large Asian population up here. So, yes, they do. And it's quite interesting.
Do they have tours where you can eat your way through Chinatown?
Well, it's not that big. You could probably just walk through it. I mean, you know, if you really
like,
have to.
Sure. Okay, I'm done.
Right.
The reason I asked it is one time I was in San Francisco and they had a tour that you could go on that this guide took you around and you actually ate your way through Chinatown from San Francisco.
Oh, well, the Chinatown in San Francisco is quite something compared to here. It's not as, San Francisco is quite a metropolitan. This is, you know, I kind of equate Seattle. It's
definitely a city,
but it's
a metropolitan area.
It's not as cosmopolitan as it wants to think it is. You know what I mean? And This is from living in San Francisco as well, and that was a while back. But you know, that's just my opinion, though.
Well, and you would be a person who could say that, so that's good.
Well, since I've been up here about 14 years almost, and it's kind of like, and I can understand why it's getting more expensive to live here, you know, and just the way the economy and for myself, that is. The area that we're in isn't the same as it was, and it's not as it's just changing. And of course, with everything changing, but boy, I tell you, yeah, just keeping that positive spirit going, you know, that's all you can do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the waiter also was saying that there was another the one that we were talking about before Gloria had been talking about. Jalisco, Mexico was a 6.1.
Mm-hmm. 6.1, that's pretty big. Yeah.
That's pretty big. Yeah, that's pretty big. So, there's not, part of your yard is like 180 miles away. So, the good news is, hopefully, there wasn't a lot of damage.
You know, and plus, I guess in Pakistan, there's still the flooding, and that's still kind of not resolved, but they're trying to bring aid in there. There's a lot going on.
What about
on.
Russia? What's happening with Russia?
I haven't heard as much as it was, but I guess that's good. Is no good where no news is good news, I guess.
Isn't it interesting how it's not causing a certain amount of damage, it just kind of disappears out of the news.
Gulf and all of a sudden all this oil is now just disappeared or it's been. Disappeared or it's gone, although they're still saying there's a lot underneath the water. And then today I heard something about microorganisms that ate the oil or something.
Uh-huh. Well, they were saying that about the Valdez, and the Valdez actually took longer because it was in a colder environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the warmer environment's actually helping it to dissipate faster.
But you know,
it seems like they haven't talked very much about
the cleanup and who's, like, as when it was going on, and they're still they're thinking about tearing up or taking the old part of the equipment that didn't work, and I don't think they should mess with it. As well as, I think, did you hear that there were these miners trapped in Chile that they found alive after 2 weeks, and there's like 33 of them, and that it's going to take till Christmas to get them out, but they're alive, They establish communications, and they can give them sustenance and water and everything. But they can't dig them out till like Christmas. That's what's going on down there. If you haven't heard about that,
I had not heard about that.
Pretty amazing, just in the fact that these guys survived, and they're 2,000 something feet down, and that's like hope. So that's good.
That reminds me of a story one time I had heard from Deepak Chopra about miners that had gotten sucked down below, and they knew they were going to get rescued, but they had a certain amount of time. And there was one guy that volunteered to keep track of time, and he would call off the amount of hours that they were down there, and he actually, for every, he would call out 1 hour for every two.
Mm-hmm.
So all the rest of the miners thought that time was going by at a different level than he did. And he was the only one who didn't survive because he knew how long they'd actually been down there.
Right.
He basically chose to help them all to come from a different mindset so they were able to survive. Isn't that interesting? I thought that was such an interesting story. That, and a lot of it's just our perception. So it's very interesting. Very interesting. There you go. What's up, Cap?
I have a jingle for that, but...
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Okay.
I don't hear it.
Lay it on us.
Is it going to be able to play on your phone or what? Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to play on my phone. That's okay. I'll get it.
Okay.
So, Jamie, while I'm waiting for my jingle here, what brought you to the app? Where did you come from?
From Albuquerque, and we wanted to start our own shop. me and this other person that I used to work with. And we saw a Newsweek cover story in 96 with this guy with a slicker and a fish, and it said Seattle was up and coming and the place to be. So we just up in on a shoestring budget, we came up here.
Wow, that just shows what it, you know, the power of a you know, of a story, how that could just change everybody. And that's really
true,
too.
We really didn't come up here right when it was like, I guess, more known, like, you know, the grunge and all that, Nirvana and whatever else they're known for. But just being up here this long, and I've seen quite a few changes, and that's the way they've kind of the city's grown, you know, it's amazing. It's truly incredible.
Well, one thing I like about Seattle too is I just been up there, gosh, a few years ago when they had the expo up there, and they had put in that whole public transit system, and how
the monorail, right?
Right, the monorail, and the monorail is it basically they made sure that the monorail had been paid for. It paid for itself within a short amount of time.
Oh, right, right.
So it was really cool that they were such a good model of showing that, you know, a city could take on something like that for major transit for everybody and have it be something that actually benefits society without making it a costly endeavor, which is really cool. And they made major changes to the original
investment. What's highest and best for me? What's highest and best for you? What's highest and best for all of us? And that is what we'll do. What's highest and best for me? What's highest and best for you? What's highest and best for all of us, and that is what we'll do. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Okay, thanks. Thank you, Kathy. So I was at the bookstore yesterday, and I had a book that, you know, I love the clearance book rack, and it had, well, this book was called Why Good Things Happen to Good People. And it goes right off that other book that we've been doing on the show before about the science of happiness. And this one has to do with just all these positive things that happen to good people. And a lot of it has to do with just the energy and the spirit of giving, and how generosity it reduces your stress, and it helps with your level of, you actually live longer and have less depression if you're a happy giver. There you go. That's the secrets of a happy life and having good things happen to you.
I was in the bookstore yesterday, too.
What did you find?
A book. Because my son is planning to get married. In the future here. And you know, we're thinking about it, planning for it. So I found a book called Don't for Husbands, Don't for Wives. So I thought, hey, this is a good book for him to read. So I bought it. And right as I was handing it to him, I noticed that it said 1913.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's a few things in there that are still pertinent today.
Yeah, a lot of it. I can't believe it. But here's a good one I picked one out I wanted to read. Don't growl when your wife asks you to fasten her dress up the back. You know you consider it a very becoming dress, and it would really be spoiled by fastening it in the front.
Yeah, nowadays, you know, you've got the lace bra and it coming, you know, being shown and everything else, huh? Wow. I know, huh? He's like the styles of 1913 as opposed to now. It's like, wow.
Here's another
there you
one.
Go. Okay.
Come in. Don't delegate the carving to your wife on the plea that you can't carve. You should be ashamed to own that you can't do a little thing like that as well as a woman can. It is simply on your part. Besides, a man ought to take the head of his own table.
Okay. The head of his own table. Okay. Did you see there's a, there's a trailer out? Remember all the other two movies that was like Meet the Fockers?
Uh-huh.
Remember that with Stiller, Ben Stiller,
yeah,
and all that, and Robert De Niro. So they have a new one coming out this Christmas, and the trailer is so funny. They've got Ben Stiller, you know, and he's there, and he offers the knife to, you know, Robert De Niro's as the father. He's like, oh, no, go ahead, son. You know, it's your home, and, you know, you go ahead. So he's cutting he goes to cut the turkey, and he cuts his thumb, and he's bleeding all over the place. It's squirting on everybody, and they're all freaking out. You're always cutting his thumb off. You're like, okay.
So there's a third movie in those two? I mean, after those two that came out?
I think it's the third one in there, yeah.
Can you
imagine just having so much fun with those words, you know, when you call it the Fockers, you know?
Right.
Funny. Yeah. So, Jamie went to go, what was the movie you went to go see, Jamie?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
And is that's like based on a comic book, isn't it?
I believe it is based on a comic book, but the comic book was more kind of anime stuff. So, I'm not familiar with the comic book either, but I thought it was a pretty good movie. It's the director from Shaun of the Dead, and it's got lots of the young hip people that are young and hip now, I guess.
Oh yeah, so you're in with everybody because you got to go see that. Well, I went to go see Dinner with the Schmucks.
Oh.
Yeah,
really?
Mr. Steve Carell. Oh my gosh, is that a funny movie? It's one of those movies that, you know, it's not going to be like, you know, an earth-shattering movie. You just go for a really good laugh. And I had so many belly laughs in that movie, I can't even tell you. And it's so, the storyline is so involved that you really can't tell anybody about the movie. Because it's just like, you have to go see it. Because it's just, there's so much to it, you know. And there's so many gags and different things that they do. It's just hilarious. It's just very, very funny.
And
we just happened
to rent this movie called Kick Ass. Which was based, I think, on a comic as well. And that was interesting. But, I tell you, sometimes you wish you'd seen some movies in a theater and some you just, like, you just waited until
you
it came out.
You never saw it all, huh? Okay.
Right.
is that the one where they do a bunch of, like, the one where the guy's in the outhouse and he's, like, got a bungee cord and they let him go or something? Is that, like, something like that?
Oh, I don't know if that was in the movie itself.
What's Kick-Ass about?
It's a kid who decides he wants to be a superhero and fight crime.
Okay. Now I remember.
There's a character called Hit Girl who's kind of psycho, actually, and it's kind of
a... He's pretty tough in that movie, huh?
Yeah, it's not a... It's kind of got some violence in it, too. I didn't really realize, but it's all part of the movie, though.
Yeah. Because I heard she really does want to kick some ass.
Right.
I was concerned when that movie came out, because they show these kids being superheroes, and they're all just, they don't really have any special abilities.
Right.
I was concerned that there was going to be a bunch of kids that went out and did some foolish stuff, but I never really heard anything that they did, so that's good.
That's a possibility as well.
Yeah. And a couple weeks ago, I went to see Inception.
Leo DiCaprio, right. That was pretty good.
It was a very good movie, and for people who don't know what it's about your dream life and about dream time. And how realities can get very fuzzy depending on what level you go to. And the whole premise of the movie was they were going to take this person down to like a fourth level of consciousness, where they would actually be going into a fourth level of dream time. And it was very, very cool. It was kind of funny because when we got done with the movie, you keep not really, you know, I gave the screenwriter such credit because, you know, if you were really watching and keeping an eye on the movie, you could see which level of dream time they were in. And at the end of the movie, you know, I was just like, wow, to be able to keep track of all that was pretty amazing, the way that they had it all set up. But there were two younger girls that were behind me when we got up to the movie, and the girls looked at each other like, I am so confused. I couldn't help but laugh because I was just like, wow, okay. So what did you think of it, Jamie? Hey there. Did we lose Jamie? I think we lost Jamie. That's interesting. So, well, you know what? We only got like about... Huh?
I think they should offer some classes as an adjunct. If you're confused by this movie and you want to understand it better...
Well, yeah. And they kind of set it up to where you really don't know if you're back to the reality of where you started or not. And some of the special effects in that movie are just so fabulous because... depending on which reality they're in, they're floating around doing different kinds of stuff, and some of it looked like they had to have, you know, sometimes when they have, like, there's almost spatial the way they're moving around and things like that, where there's non-gravity kind of happening, and I'm like, you know, did they have a special plane and they took the set up there and they had them, like, float around doing different shots, or how do they, you know, get that sense of stuff? Because sometimes I've heard that they'll do that. They'll take a big
blue screen
and get up way... Blue screen. Well, it could have been blue screen, but some of this is like they actually have it on one of the scenes where they have it where they're going to have to wake them up, and how they wake them up is they all kind of drop into like water, things like that, to wake somebody up. It's like shocking you into waking up kind of a thing. And in the movie, they had it where they were going to have to drop everybody to wake them up, and they lined them all up on top of each other, tied them together, and they were going to drop them in an elevator. So when the elevator dropped, they would wake up. It was part of the dream. It was like, wow, how did they get them all together? And he's like moving them around. They're all tied together. I was like, yeah, right. So it was a very cool effect, but you're looking at it going, how did they do that? How did they do that? You know, so I'm kind of like ruining the story to myself because I keep wondering how they do stuff. But anyway, very interesting on that kind of stuff. So there's lots of
new
cool
term.
Movies out there, different kinds of stuff happening that really kind of looking at your reality.
A new way of looking at a group.
Yeah, exactly. We're like moving around that way. There you go. So we have had. I'm looking at a website that has the USGS. There was for Science Trip. The waiter had it. That's how he found out about this different stuff. He was showing it to us. Really cool. And there's been a lot of larger earthquakes in the Atlantic this week. Very interesting. There you go. Some pretty big ones, too. So there you go. It's interesting because if you know the Ring of Fire, you can see how the chain of different stuff is just shifting. The plates are shifting. It's very interesting. There you go.
Huh? I'm ready for a mint.
I'm ready for a mint, too. Would you do a regular dinner mint?
Yeah. Oh, inspirational mint?
Our inspirational mint. Let's see. This is from the Lao Tzu. Lots of you remember with the Tao, the way.
Yeah,
and it said, to the ordinary person, the body of humanity seems vast. In truth, it is neither bigger nor smaller than anything else. To the ordinary person, there are others whose awareness needs arising. In truth, there is no self and no other. To the ordinary person, the temple is sacred and the field is not. This, too, is a duality which runs counter to the truth. Those who are highly evolved maintain an undiscriminating perception. Seeing everything, labeling nothing, they maintain their awareness of the great oneness. Thus, they are supported by it. So may we all be supported by the great oneness.
We are.
I know. Isn't that awesome? I need to do nothing, and I'm supported by the all.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest blessing. There you go. Hoo-hoo! Hoo-hoo! So very good, very good. Well, we can all go out and get naked now and go dance at the moon, right? And you know, hopefully we'll be able to maintain this thing with the whole retrograde thing. So we look at it as a blessing and the oneness of all things. So everybody just enjoy their night, and we'll get our little doggy bags going. And thanks again for coming to join us. We really appreciate you checking in and being a part of the show, being part of the table here.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.